station from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave.
Hi Nashville, this is Thomas Kane. When I want to know what the 411 is, I listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kane.
You are so good to me. Let me say hello to Waterlogged Nashville. It is just another rainy Wednesday afternoon. And everyone is on alert watching for rainfall and creeks and carrying on. It's a lot. It is a lot. Commander Chuck will be giving us our take you home traffic report, and we'll keep our eyes on situations because so many folks in so many areas around the Middle Tennessee area are, you know, watching out for swollen creeks and driveways and basements and crawl spaces and everything because of this huge amount of rain we've had. So no climate change, nothing, you know. It's not even flood time yet. I mean, that comes later on in the spring. Anyway, we have a lot in store for you on the show today. Going to talk weather here in a few minutes. We have news straight and directly from the community, as well as I'm going to talk to one of the folks who have been working hard in his particular area. This is kind of I get proud of people when they do things. And I got a couple of them I'm real proud of for some accomplishments. And you see people stay focused. It's hard to stay focused. You know, you just years sometimes staying focused, and I want it now, give it to me now, but it doesn't always come now. So that's coming up this afternoon. We have tickets to the Southern Women's Show, hey, for March. So you want to go, we got you. And the 5 o'clock hour book is City of a Million Dreams. In the month of February, Black History Month, I always include books that cover Black history. And this is a new one out from Jason Berry, City of a Million Dreams, A History of New Orleans at Year 300. So he's going to share a lot of New Orleans Black history with us this afternoon from his brand new book. Now, let's, before I roll into weather and everything, let's get our news straight and directly from the community. And Lori Kissinger is the executive director of Borderless Arts, and that is a wonderful nonprofit organization here in the city. And the time of year when that organization is busy with fundraisers. And all of us nonprofits, we understand that. And you've got several coming up. And Lori, how are you today? You staying dry?
Fine, yes. Yes, trying to stay dry.
I know. It's been a tough job. I want you first to tell the audience, they may not be familiar with Borderless Arts, what the organization is about. And it underwent a name change last year. And tell us a little bit about that today.
Absolutely. We used to be called VSA Tennessee, which stood for Very Special Arts. And then last year, we did change our name to Borderless Arts Tennessee. And our organization, we are a statewide nonprofit that works with people with disabilities, all forms of disabilities, mental, physical, cognitive, and we also work in all art forms. And we use the arts as a tool in many cases for educational enhancement, also to help with career empowerment, but then also to allow people to have creative expression and get involved in the community through various community activities as well.
How long has it been around?
Well, Bordeaux Arts started in 2001, so we are in our 18th year. Mm-hmm. BSA, the former organization, had been around since the 70s, and that was an international organization, and we were an affiliate of that. So some form of what we are doing has been around for over 40 years, but our organization here in Tennessee is 18 years old.
Now, was it born from a national organization started by a member of the Kennedy family?
It was, okay. Yes. BSA was started by Jean Kennedy Smith, sister to JFK, and one sister started Special Olympics, which was Eunice Kennedy Shriver, mm-hmm. and then Jean Kennedy Smith started Very Special Arts. So it was started sort of as a sister program mm-hmm. to Special Olympics, only using the arts instead of athletics.
Okay. And how is it received here in the Nashville area? You said 18 years. So the community support must be good?
It really has been. We've had a great group of people involved in all aspects. We work a lot with the cultural organizations in the Nashville area, mm-hmm. and we also work with the organizations that serve people with disabilities. And it has just been a very good partnership on many, many fronts.
Okay, and I know that this is, you all went last year to Egypt and performed with the group?
We did. We actually represented the United States in Egypt. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of international exchanges, and we've done some art exchanges with Egypt. And one of the things that we sent to them, someone there got very intrigued, and they invited us to come over and be part of an international forum and represent the United States. And we brought some of our dancers who were wearing costumes made by some of our visual artists, mm-hmm. and they danced and showed the costumes. There were 31 countries there, and it was really an amazing experience.
I'm sure. How long were you gone?
We were only there for about a week, so we weren't there very long, but we covered a lot of ground in a short period of time.
What were the students, the disabled students, what was their exciting moment when they were in Egypt? You know, they realized where they were, and they were performing in front of all these people. What kind
you
of
know,
things did they share with you?
I think the biggest thing was the fact that they were actually represented in the United States.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really caught me was that you had some individuals here who had some sensory issues mm-hmm. that really needed to be on a schedule, and time mattered, and they had schedules for food and all of that. But when we were there, the Egyptian time was very different, and so we had to be a lot more flexible than they were used to being, mm-hmm. and not one of them complained. Once they understood, hey, we're here, and we're representing not only ourselves, mm-hmm. not only Tennessee, but we're representing the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And those young people, they came through. It brought tears to my eyes because they understood what was at stake at that moment. And when they put out that American flag, they went out there and they did a better job than I've ever seen them do ever. It was really, really wonderful what they were able to accomplish.
Excellent. Now, Laura, you have, as with any nonprofit, you always have to raise funds to keep it going. And, you know, you all have worked hard for years to keep the organization viable in the region. And you have an event coming this Saturday, and then you have some in the spring. And the Clay Ladies campus or studios is where this Saturday's is. So tell us all about it and invite the public to come on down.
Absolutely. The Clay Lady Studio has also been one of those wonderful partners where we work with them, where they work with our young adults with disabilities making clay, mm-hmm. and they decided several years ago that they would do an event every year, and it's their event that they do to benefit us, which is just amazing to us. And what they do is it's free of charge. You come in, they have some wonderful pastries and goodies mm-hmm. that are free of charge, and then they also have coffee and hot tea, and they have several artists who are set up that are demonstrating their artwork, so you can go around and meet the artists mm-hmm. and see what they're doing. And the Clay Lady campus If you've not been there, it is amazing. It's quite large, and they also have a kiln that is working, and people can go and see that. And then how it is a fundraiser for us is that their artists create handmade, unique cups. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase a cup, and all of the proceeds from those cups then go back to support our program. Mm-hmm. But each cup is unique, and they're very nice cups, and you just make a donation for a cup that you want, and it goes to us. And it's from 7:30 in the morning until 11:30, mm-hmm. and you could just stop by any time that you want and bring your friends, and it's a really fun time.
They have some of the most beautiful and unusual clay-made art in the Clay Ladies studios. They have beautiful things in there. And I had driven by there probably a couple thousand times until I, you know, when you all had the meetings and I have attended them there. I saw some, for folks that like art connected to Black history, she has some of that in there as well. The Clay Lady covers a lot of territory, but there are just some beautiful things in there for you to see, and this will be a nice thing to support the Borderless Arts this weekend at their Cups of Co-Opportunity event. And Lori, if people need more information or et cetera, and there's no registration for this, right?
No registration. You just drop by, stay the whole time, stay a short period of time, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. And like I said, there's no fee associated with it in any way, shape, or form. And you don't have to purchase a cup, but if you do, then the proceeds go to us, which is a nice thing as well. So, yeah, stop by. If you go to our website, which is www.borderlessartstn.org, mm-hmm. you can find out more information. It's at 1416 Lebanon Pike.
Okay, excellent. And not hard to find at all, and the parking is right there, so you shouldn't have any problems. And also on the website, I know you have other information about the spring fundraisers that you will be having as well, right?
Absolutely. And the one thing that I would really like to have out there is we are doing a amateur comedy competition, and the winner gets to do a little small stint at Zany's. And so we are looking for amateur comedians. It does need to be a family-friendly act, but if you've got about 3 to 5 minutes mm-hmm. that you're willing to share on April 12th, we're looking for you.
Okay. So if you are cracking them up at your house in the living room.
That's right. Come on down and maybe you can get an award and get to perform at Zany's later on.
Oh, wow. We
want you to come on down.
Definitely. That's a great event and sounds like a great idea. And, Lori, you just... you know, you're encouraging to, you know, families that have young people that have developmental issues in the family, and the organization is very encouraging to them, and I appreciate you and what you do for Nashville.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having me on your show to
Absolutely.
Be able to share some of it.
That's what I do. you probably wonder what I do sometimes. What does she do? Everything. And I wish you the very best, and I thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Hope to see all of you this Saturday.
All right. Okay, Nashville, that's coming up this Saturday at the Clay Lady Studios at 1416 Lebanon Road. Support the organization Borderless Arts. And there's a lot of organizations that I support. There's dozens of them. And that's just one of the many. So I hope they raise some money selling those cups because I'm going to get one. Now, I'm going to need more than a cup. If I'm in traffic today, I'm going to need a boat, no oar. you know, Chuck, I heard the copter, and I was like, Chuck, it's flying high over all this water.
Oh, God.
It is believable. I'm just like, and we're not even in spring yet.
I know. I think we get a break for a day or so, then here comes some more rain or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this forecast, you know, with us advisory and everything that we're under, the flood advisory, you know, till tomorrow night, you know, we're still looking at chances for rain for the next couple of days, but the ground is saturated.
Oh, gosh,
It's saturated, so the water has nowhere to go but, you know, to be standing. Has there been an impact on our infrastructure in the downtown area coming out of there? You know, that river is way up, and the streams and neighborhood creeks are way up. Is there anywhere that you've heard it's closed already?
There's been several here in the area. Of course, you know, some of these flood-prone areas have definitely been put to the test. There's no doubt about that, and we're still going to be put to the test the next couple of days. But it seems like, Sharon, most of the problems that we've really been hammered with is, you know, I'm on other radio stations in other cities and so forth. It just seems like Chattanooga got really killed for some reason, and it wasn't even raining there this morning. They're talking about all these trees down and so forth, and then we got back to, you know, the Nashville area concentrating on traffic and so forth. But right now it's just really heavy as we look at it live here on 40 East, coming past Fessler's, headed out towards the airport, Murfreesboro Pike. There's just been a crash there at OHB and Hermitage. Traffic's busy on the South Loop, the West Loop, across the Woodland Street Bridge. Now 65 is going to start getting busy headed north up through Madison. This traffic report brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Shop, savor, and share the fun at the Southern Women's Show, March 7th through 10th at the Music City Center. Meet actor-producer Tyson Beckford. Park at Nissan Stadium and catch the shuttle. Visit southernwomenshow.com, sponsored by Chevrolet.
Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Nashville's Jazz Station.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University, and it is a rainy night in Tennessee and probably in Georgia and everywhere around the country. We're getting rain all over the place, and some folks are getting much more than that. I wanted to mention some of this weather for you this afternoon on your way home, and we'll be getting an update from Commander Chuck here just shortly. National Weather Service started the activation earlier, a couple hours ago, for the flood advisory, and that remains in effect for us through tomorrow. And, you know, those rivers and streams are way, way up. The advisory, in particular, let me talk about the Harpeth River at Bellevue. They had the stage at 15.4 feet, and it is rising slowly, but it's still rising. Flood stage is at 20, and the river will rise to about 16.7 feet around midnight. So, and we will be continuing to get rain throughout that time, and at 18 feet, water will reach the clubhouse of the Harpeth Valley Golf Center, and 16 feet portions of the Harpeth River Greenway may be covered with water and impassable. Keep that in your thought process as you travel around the city and the area this evening. And the access road and parking lot to the Harpeth River State Park are completely inundated. So we have that particular portion of the city that is dealing with water issues, as well as Richland Park. And the water levels in the Nashville metro area remain high, above or near the action stage. And, of course, the excessive rainfall is going to continue for the next several days. So you definitely want to be mindful as you travel in low-lying areas and areas with streams. And stay tuned to the latest updates you get from your local sources of information, including us right here at WFSK. The advisory will continue for you till about 10:30 tomorrow morning, and they may actually, or until noon, they may extend this, particularly because there are chances for rain in here through Friday. Through the entire rest of the week. The breaks are going to be short in here. We got 60, 70, 80, 90% of rain and thunderstorms. I guess the only good thing we have going for us right now is it's not freezing, because this would be straight snow if it was.
Yes, it would.
And I'm grateful for that, although that rain does feel kind of cold when it falls on you, for sure. We are expecting tomorrow's high to be 52, and we're going to rise temperature-wise through this week. 90% for Friday, 70% tomorrow, tomorrow night, rather. And Friday, umbrellas, continuous back-to-back umbrellas and plastic wear, plastic outfits, rubberized. I had busted out a plastic bag to get from the door to the car today because I couldn't get to my umbrella fast enough. You know, I had it for old school style. Ladies know, they understand. But, you know, it was coming down real quick all of a sudden. So, you know, just be ready at all times, I guess. But Friday, we're looking at 57 thunderstorms all day. Friday night, thunderstorms, 80% chance for storms, low of 53. And on Saturday, it's going to be warm with thunderstorms, an 80% chance. So I'm, like, feeling that maybe that signal that 72 and rain, you know, that's not a good combo. So keep your eyes to the skies. It's going to be nice, though, 72. I mean, I'm not complaining about the winter. I don't know about anybody else. Someone had mentioned to me today that we haven't had the seasons this year.
That's true.
We haven't. And I'm cool with that. I mean, you know. But it has been known to snow here in late February and March. Wasn't that about 4 or 5 years ago? It snowed like 50 going west.
Sure did.
In March. Freaked everybody out.
Yeah.
I think a couple of days before that, people were out there in shorts and flip-flops.
This has been uncanny weather.
It has. It just really has. So we have a little bit of fog and mist. 94% humidity and 55 degrees in the Ville. Tonight's going to be the coolest night by far at 39 degrees. So that's how it's looking for right now. And on your way home, watch out for those streams and ponds and ponding water, etc. Don't drive into it. If it looks dangerous, don't, you know, try to set an example for stupidity. You know, use your head. Turn around and go the other way. Cost you 5 extra minutes or 10, it's worth it to save yourself and your loved ones. Anyway, X, we got a minute or two before we chat with this gentleman. I want to congratulate our dear friend, Nephew Ben.
That's right.
He's at the top of the charts.
All
I'm
right.
So proud. I feel like,
yeah.
You know, I've been interviewing him for umpteen years. Okay.
He's got his number one
umpteen.
Song.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was like doing gospel and gospel jazz and staying up in the churchly realm. But now that he is on, and he's still in churchly realm, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it is always good to have, be at the top. In both sides of the aisle.
That's correct.
So I want to congratulate him on his success this week. He's at the top of the charts, and just, you know, just amazing how that's worked. Middle Tennessean, friend of WFSK, friend of Fisk, and a friend of yours truly. And we appreciate him and thankful for his success, and know it took him 30 years. To do that.
That's all?
30? Yeah, 30? That's all. Yeah. That's all. That's all.
Overnight, huh?
Oh yeah, you know how so you give me, take me, push P for penthouse. I want to be there right now. Boom. And somebody had chatted with me, one of the students. How long you think it'll take? I'm like, well, I'm just saying. It's going to be a while. So, you know, I know you just feel like it's, you're never going to make it, but it takes time, you know, to get you where you need to go and for you to be ready to receive it. And that's the thing. Are you ready to receive it?
Yeah.
If you do become successful or do become somebody, is your head right? Or are you just, you know, off the chart with stuff? Because we see that in the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, getting success and be blessed and then tear it up, destroy it. So I want my success, you know, to not, I don't want to be 99, but if I am, I'll take it. I'll take it. Anyway, I'm spending a few moments between now and the top of the hour talking with someone who I have had a long phone relationship with, and I'm encouraged by the things that are going on in his particular life. It's always good to connect faces and voices, you know, in this crazy, wacky business broadcasting. You come in contact with a lot of emails and voices, and occasionally you connect the face and the body and the person and the years that you've known them. And today's a day like that for me. I think it was 2006 when this brother first called me up about his music. And I'm like, who that? And and you're still standing and I'm still standing.
We are.
And I'm very proud to have you in the studio with me at this time. Ernest Coleman, EC3, is in the house, and we are just happy as can be to, with your talented self in music, and to think after all this time, you still producing and drumming and doing your thing and mastering, you just doing it all, aren't you?
Trying to keep it all together. Trying to do a little bit of everything, Sharon. Trying to do a little bit of everything.
I know, and it's hard to stay.
Kind of like you run this station.
Well,
you do everything. You've got so much going on. I'm like, wow, how do you do all this?
I do. I even vacuum and dust, honey. I'm not too proud.
There you go.
But it is good to have you. You're in Nashville for a day or so to work on some special projects here in the studios in Nashville.
Yes.
We're happy to have you here and have lot of folks may not know or be familiar with you, but you have described to me that your family, you have a lot of relatives in Nashville.
I do. I have quite a few. The Williams family. One of my great uncles actually just passed, Mr. Will Ed Turner. William Ed Turner, he just passed. The Colemans, my mother and father, Rebecca Ann Coleman, and my father, Ernest Coleman Jr., all were from the Nashville area. So,
did you go to school here?
I did not. No, I did not. But I have a sister, Valerie Coleman, that graduated from Tennessee State. I have a first cousin, Alethea Williams, that graduated from Fisk.
Really?
She graduated from Fisk.
Class of what?
Now, that I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know that. But yeah, I have a lot of family in Nashville, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Mother and father went to Pearl High School.
Oh, Lord.
Mother and father.
Well, yeah. You straight up. You're like a son of Nashville.
I really am. I spent a lot of time here as a kid. I spent a lot of time in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
My grandmother lived on Lishy Avenue, which is, I couldn't tell you where it is. My uncle was on, off of Jefferson, off the, like the Jefferson Street Bridge area or something.
Oh, that's right down there.
Right, because I saw Jefferson Street and I remembered that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I spent a lot of time in Nashville, yeah.
When you were growing up and your family were here and you spent time here, were you interested in music then?
I've never done anything else. I've always been in music, so yeah. My father was a jazz saxophonist.
Okay.
So as a little boy, I mean, the drums sort of selected me. I didn't choose them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've never done anything else. So it's always been music, yes.
Now, you have been around the music industry for a while.
Yes.
And some people may not be familiar with your name and what you do. You have a label.
I do.
And you're a producer.
I am.
And you've played concerts and things all over the country.
I have.
And you master music.
I do.
And a lot of people know you.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah.
They do.
A lot of people do, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, I've had an extensive career.
Yeah, you have.
You know, musically, yeah.
Well, how long?
Came out of high school in 1981, so since high school, so that's all I've done.
So you didn't grow up here? Where'd you grow up?
Naples, Italy. And my father, you know, was a jazz saxophonist, like I said.
Uh-huh.
So I was raised in Naples, Italy until I was in the eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Atlanta, and I went to high school in Atlanta. Then after that, I went into the Naval Music Program myself, and I did the Navy Band, yeah. I'm actually the youngest person to ever graduate from the Naval Conservatory of Music, yes. Yeah, the youngest.
So because of your father's roots in jazz music, that
was a major influence.
Really?
Being able to listen to all those records at the house, you know, and he would kill me because I would always, when he'd leave, I'd sneak down into his stash of records.
That's how you do it.
Vinyl, and I'd take it up to my room. I had a little cheap Radio Shack stereo. And I would go and sneak his record. He'd be so mad that I took his records.
That's how
But I would take them, and I'd go upstairs, and I'd put on Coltrane and Thelonious, everything. I would listen to it all day long.
Yeah.
So that influence, it got me early.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. And you stayed with your hand on the plow of this business, because you're doing it multiple levels.
After I came out of the military music program, I went to Las Vegas, and I ended up being in the orchestra pit, playing for all the major acts and shows in Vegas, which were all reading gigs.
Yeah.
That's why I promote so much to, especially the inner city kids, how to learn how to read music, because most of us don't know how to read.
Right.
Read music. So I really stress reading music.
That's true.
Because that's been my success. I was very successful in Vegas being able to read.
Okay.
You know, and you can read, you take away every handicap for why you cannot be hired.
Well, that's true.
That's what I did. And I promote that all the time to try to get the kids to learn the academics of music, you know, to get them to really learn that. And so when I got out to Vegas, you know, I was doing all this. I'd be the only brother in the orchestra pit.
Mm.
You know, 9 times out of 10, I'd be the only one of color.
Mm.
You know, because they didn't, I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of racism going on. It still is. Still is.
Truly.
But if you take that handicap away, though,
that's true.
They can't deny you.
No, can't.
Cannot deny you.
Cannot.
So that's why I was very successful there.
Well, that helped, I guess, for you to learn some inroads.
I learned so much, and an opportunity to play with a lot of the great jazz musicians, you know, like Kenny Burrell, and play Al McKibben, which was my idol, he's from the Giants of Jazz with Dizzy Gillespie.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so I spent 5 years doing a show with Al, and we lived together in a condo doing a show in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Called the Bourbon Street Review, which was a jazz show out of New Orleans.
Okay.
So I got a chance to play with the best, you know, some of the best players that there are, so it helped me a lot.
What kind of difference do you see from that side of it, where you were in the orchestra pits and doing Vegas and all that, to now this other thing that you're doing, because, you know, you've been an independent artist of your, on your own, but you're right. Also, you've got people under your, on your label.
Yes, yeah. I enjoy both.
Yeah.
You know, my strong point will always be performing and, you know, live performance. I mean, I'm a drummer for life. That's, yeah, that's not going to change. But I do enjoy the producing role. That sort of, yeah, kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
And me and a brother named Tyrone Jackson, who lives in Atlanta, a pianist, me and him have hooked up and started a label called SVU, which is Soul Vaccination Entertainment. And he studied with Ellis Marsalis.
Okay.
So he's a student from Al Ellis and out of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And together, for whatever reason, when we get together and have writing sessions, it's just some magic that's been happening, you know. And you're going to hear some even more, because I've got something to give to you in the next week or two. Another one. We came to Nashville to master this record today.
Okay.
And this young lady's name is Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
And that's the name she's going by. It's her first album.
Uh-huh.
But the arrangements and the music, you know, I have one song that actually has alto flute, bass flute, violin, cello, harp, French horn. I mean, it's an orchestrated piece, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
So we got, it's going to be heavy when it comes out, and we mastered it today. So we plan on releasing
so
that.
So you're on Music Row today, huh?
Yes, on Music Row. It was, we went to a place called the Tracking Room.
Okay.
Which, the studio is unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it.
The best that money can buy.
It is the best that money can buy. It truly is the best that money can buy.
Yes.
I've never been in a studio of that magnitude.
Oh, yes.
Except the one I record out of, which is called Bias Recording Studios, which is in Springfield, Virginia. They have two Grammys out of there for engineering.
Wow.
So they're state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
So the only difference is you take two of them to make up the Tracking Room here in Nashville.
Wow.
It blew me away when I walked in.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing what money can do.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Yes. Or what it can't do. It can do everything. You're
exactly.
Right.
So that's why when we have our fundraisers and we ask people to give, that's why. So people can leave here and say, man, that was a state-of-the-art radio station.
Yeah. The music that you're putting out is, like, phenomenal. So
yeah.
You're a nonprofit.
Yes.
So if people don't donate, you don't exist, so people have to listen.
It is crickets and static.
Right. Exactly.
It is off the air, done.
Exactly.
For sale sign on the window.
There you go. There you go. People have to donate. That's so important to keep stations like this.
Right.
This is so important.
And I mean, you know, just...
And I look at you, Sharon, and I mean, again, we go back 6 or 7 years.
Well, we have a long time phone relationship.
That's what we did. But I look at what you're doing, though. I mean, but you have to love it. I mean, because it looks stressful to me. I'm not gonna lie. It looks like I don't know if I could ever do what you do. This looks like a lot of work.
You know, I don't think I've been here a long time, but I don't really think I've had a headache.
See, you're a special person to me. You're very special. I'm getting a headache just looking like it.
Stuff has given me a headache, didn't.
But you must love, you have to love what you do.
Well, I'm mastered.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you're not going to defeat me because you're broke.
I mean, even all this computer programming stuff. Like, I have to go to the young college kids and get them to help me get an intern. You know, like I got here with Robert Harrington. I've got to get an intern to help me. I can't do it. But I'm watching you manipulate all this.
It takes all my attention. But I mean, you know, I am happy when the product is good,
right?
And it represents. And when I encounter people in the public, and they keep it on. Well, people, this is the highest compliment in my business. And I'll ask you, what's the highest in your business?
Sure.
When somebody tells you, and you run a radio station, that they don't turn it off because they love it that much.
Wow.
I'm like,
ultimate,
you know,
compliment.
Hey.
Ultimate compliment.
What about your profession?
I'll tell you the best compliment I've ever received. I just received it about a month ago. There's a young lady that I did her 100th birthday party 5 years ago.
Wow.
Now she has an extreme case of Alzheimer's.
Oh, no.
But she kept telling her daughter when her 105th birthday was coming up, which was a few weeks ago. She really can't articulate very well at this age, but she said, I want three. She kept saying, I want three. I want three. And her daughter kept saying, Mom, you know, what are you saying? I want three.
Yeah.
Come to find out is she wanted EC3 to do her birthday party like I did her 100th. She remembered.
Oh, wow.
And I promise you, when I walked in to do her birthday party, her 105th. Wow. It's only been a couple of weeks ago. Wow. And to see her start shaking in her wheelchair in excitement. And I said, it just brought tears. I was like, Miss Quandary. I was like, are you? And she gave me the biggest hug. And she is the sweetest lady. So for somebody like that to tell me that she could actually articulate that she wanted the same band that played for her 100th. So when I left her, I said, well, I guess I'll come back and do your 110th birthday party. Ms. Quandary, I guess I'll do that. But that's the ultimate compliment that to me is a big deal.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
That's what music does.
It touches you like that.
Yes, it does. Now, speaking of touch, you have been working with... Now, we have been playing, and for the people who have listened to the station, there is a song that's a remake. Tell Me What I Gotta Do.
Yes.
And this young lady is actually from Tennessee.
She's from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Nicole Banks Long is her full name.
Okay.
She is from Knoxville, Tennessee, born and raised.
Wow.
And she is one of the best singers that I've ever heard and worked with.
Uh-huh.
And we produced her record. Her record is entitled Fly. And Nicole will knock you out. She will totally knock you out. She is an unbelievable vocalist. We recorded her record in Springfield, Virginia at Bias Recording Studios.
Uh-huh.
And, you've got to get her record. People need to really pull her up online. She is absolutely phenomenal. Nicole Banks Long. She's phenomenal. Yes.
Well, I'm going to, since you left this, I'm going to pull a couple more cuts from it.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's time to move on to the next song. We've been playing that one for a long time.
Right.
So let her know Nashville.
Yes.
Her people now, she doesn't know us.
She needs to come. We're going to have to get her here. We're going to have to come and do something here in Nashville. Tyrone Jackson, my business partner as well as piano player, he did the majority of the arrangements on her record as well. And she's been killing people. I mean, like, we've done three concerts since the release, and she's knocking people out. I mean, they're going nuts over her.
Did you say she's going to be at the Atlanta Jazz Festival?
She's going to be at the Atlanta Jazz Festival. But I don't know the date of that, the date she's going to be on. It's on a Sunday that day she's going to be on, I know, though.
Okay.
But I don't know all the info. But she just got hired for that, yes.
Okay.
And the Jazz Festival in New Orleans coming up later in the year. She's going to be there as well.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
And then you also have a project on your label with Nikki Harris.
Yeah, people that don't know Nikki Harris, they need to know Nikki Harris, because she is really, she's another powerhouse vocalist. But the reason you may not know her name per se, first of all, her father is the legendary pianist Gene Harris from the Ray Brown Trio, and Ray, anybody that follows jazz knows who he is. He's phenomenal, Gene Harris.
Yeah.
His daughter is just as great, and she just has this natural thing. And I saw her at Buffalo Jazz Festival a couple of years ago, and she blew me away when I saw her. She stopped me in my tracks. I mean, I actually literally stopped.
Wow.
And we had just got off stage, and I went up to her and I said, Miss Harris, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to do a record. And she laughed, and we talked, and then we started listening to each other's music online, and I said, let's do it, and we did it.
Wow.
And that record is called EC3 and Nikki Harris, Time and Rhyme.
Mm.
And it is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful record. Her voice is so soothing, and she swings really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, anybody who loves jazz, you're going to love Nikki. She's been with Madonna for the last 18 years prior to this.
Wow.
And so when you pull her up online, you're going to get Madonna also, because that always pops up.
Yeah.
She was Madonna's choreographer as well as her background singer for 18 years.
Okay.
And Nikki's worked with everybody. I mean, she's choreographed the Grammys. She's done everything. So, I mean, she's a phenomenal vocalist.
Okay. Well, we'll be checking that one out.
I think you'll like it, Sharon.
And then you have your own My Rhythmic Point of View.
Yes.
And
now that one, Sharon, I have an arrangement that I did of Lovely Day, Bill Withers.
Oh, we played that.
Okay. Did you play that one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that one is now, just as of about 2 months ago, is doing extremely well in the south of France and Paris.
Okay.
And they just put it on a double vinyl compilation, and I just got the record. I just got it.
Okay.
And it was amazing. And so what they did is they sent me the double vinyl, which I don't have a stereo to play it, but I'm going to frame it, because I don't have a stereo anymore, but I'm going to frame it. And so there's a series of DJs in the south of France, and they do these big parties all the time.
Yeah.
So the guy got me online. He goes, EC, can you please get the rights for us to release this on the double vinyl? He goes, every time we play this version, they go insane here in the south of France for dancing.
Yeah.
So I got the licensing form, sent it to him. He sent me a video back of some people in Paris dancing on the streets to the song. And that, you know, you talk about ultimate compliment. That's that
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, definitely.
But the arrangement of Lovely Day,
yeah,
they go nuts over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you got a lot of exciting things going on.
I'm working, Sharon. I'm working.
Yeah,
I'm pushing it.
I see Atlanta, you know, even though that's they're saying they're the hip-hop capital, but there's some other things going on musically in that city.
Yeah, there's, you know, I just did a show in Atlanta at the Alliance Theater,
uh-huh,
which is the big theater there.
Yeah.
I did a 6-week show. Tyrone Jackson was the musical director.
Yeah.
And the show was called Nick's Flamingo Grill.
Okay.
But it was about right after World War II. These people that came from Europe and opened a jazz club in Atlanta in the South in like 1945, and they opened this jazz club.
Sure.
And all the racial tension and all that that happened because it was an integrated jazz club.
Yeah.
So you can imagine people were bombing the club and shooting and putting all these racial.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a great, great production. So we just did, me and Tyrone, we just did that show.
Excellent.
And now we've written a sequel to it.
Okay.
Me and Tyrone did. So that's going to be something that next year will be happening for us.
In Atlanta
at the Alliance Theater. Theater,
okay.
Yeah, so that's another.
Is that a dinner theater down there?
It's not. That one is not. One of the theaters is a dinner theater.
Uh-huh.
But we were in the Black Box Theater, which is, it seats about 280 people.
Okay.
But they just have drinks and it's not a dinner show.
Got it.
But you know, the Alliance is a big deal. It's the big theater where all the big shows come.
Now you have an intern with you from.
He's from Kennesaw State College.
Okay.
And he's got a double major, getting ready to graduate in African Studies.
Praise the Lord.
As well as jazz guitar.
And he's getting a master's?
Robert, you're getting
come
your master's,
over here.
Correct?
Son, come
you're
on.
Working, yeah, you play. You can, you can tell him better than I can.
Yeah, go on, speak in your own microphone here,
there
son.
You go. Yeah, stay out of my microphone.
We fundraise. We got mics, okay?
<That's right. laughs> So tell him what you're doing, Robert.
So I'm working on 2 bachelor's degrees in jazz performance. That's a focus in jazz guitar and Africana studies.
Jazz guitar. Oh, wow. Now, when do you graduate?
So I graduate May of this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Scoot in a little closer. May of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Say that loud.
May of 2019.
Okay. Wow. And when you finish, you know, you could come to Fisk. And I was recruiting earlier,
sure,
so I might as well go on the record and recruit right now. I mean, right now. And, you know, when you go to school here, you won't twang up like I do. I twang up because I'm originally from the Midwest, and I just feel Southern every now and then because I've lived here for 33 years. I can't help it.
There you go.
But we would love to have you. You wanted to come to get a music degree here.
I'd love to be here.
Okay. You're feeling it already, aren't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. See?
Robert Harrington.
I got him on tape now.
You got him. That's right.
Well, this has been a good experience for him, too, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yeah.
Like I said, told you earlier, he impressed me. You know, people talk all the time about what they're going to do and what they want to do, but when he contacted me and he knew I was doing a record, me and Tyrone Jackson were doing a record in Springfield, Virginia,
yeah,
he asked me, he goes, EC, is it okay if I come to your recording session and intern with you?
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not recording in Atlanta now. He said, no, he's going to fly into D.C. And I said, you're going to do that? He goes, I'm going to pay my own way. I'm going to pay my own hotel.
Wow.
He said, I just want to be a part of it.
Wow.
And not only was he a part, he played an integral part in helping us do everything.
Yeah.
But the brother asked so many questions until you end up with a headache every night.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
It's absolutely.
Because he wants to know. He wants to know every facet
of
what you're
doing. And that's so encouraging.
It really is.
You know, to see, you know, the hunger for it.
Oh, gosh.
So he's going to do extremely well.
I anticipate him being very successful in every way. And he's into education so much.
Yeah.
That's the other part. So he's going to get his doctorate.
Yeah.
That's what he's interested in doing. So, I mean, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, very sharp brother.
Yes,
very sharp,
absolutely.
Brother, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that he's learning the other side of the business.
Yeah.
And not just the entertainment side, but, you know, that audio side. And
right.
Because there's so much money to be made, y'all. You missing out thinking it's only on one side of the stage.
There's no shortage of money.
No, it is not.
Sure. No shortage.
Yes, Lord. I mean, you know, usually I'll go to gigs and do things I've done over the years, and it's very rare that you see a black man that owns or operates a studio. I don't really know. I mean, it might be, but I mean,
that owns it, operates it, is an audio tech. Said, I mean, you don't see it. I'm not talking about the DJ just speakers.
No,
that's not what I'm talking about.
I know.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay.
But to me, that's just as impressive. And as many radio interviews as I do, and I do quite a few.
Yeah.
You're the first black GM that I've had a chance to sit down with. Female.
Thank you.
And not just that.
Radio.
Yeah, we're talking radio. Absolutely.
Okay, I know what you know. Somebody,
I got you. Yeah,
somebody
no.
come to me and say,
exactly.
No, you're not.
Exactly.
No, you're
radio,
not.
No, radio. Radio.
Such words.
But not just that. But I mean. Yeah. But you work really hard, Sharon. I mean, I'm not joking when I mean, I'm like so serious. When I can come in here and see, and it's like it happened yesterday because you were doing the exact same thing 10 years ago or whatever it was. Same identical thing. We both got
over. That was some raggedy equipment.
But you know what? It was raggedy. It's still reaching America. You still
got good
out there.
But
you've
now,
upgraded.
You know,
you've upgraded. Now you've upgraded everything.
God is good.
So you've upgraded, and you know, and I know you're totally responsible for this.
Know you.
That's exactly what you said. And it's not about you. So
no.
I respect somebody who's straightforward like that.
I've had to break that sermon off on a lot of people.
I know.
And I don't mean harm.
It's the truth.
But I mean, you know, either you're going to hear it from me or you're going to hear it from somebody else.
Or you're not going to hear it and they're going to just hold it against you and you don't even know. It's better to know.
Stuff going to trash all the time. Folks better recognize.
That's exactly right.
So, and look at you. You're just, you know.
Yes. A lot of hard work, though.
Yes.
A lot. I can't tell you how much hard work.
Well, I'm blessed.
Wasn't given.
I'm blessed by seeing, you know, all the growth.
Yes, I
well, you know,
you're partly responsible for that. Yeah. You put me in my place and got me straight. You got me straight, and I appreciate that.
Well, and you know, I just want to see you get to the next level.
Oh, it's
and you're there, huh?
I want that Grammy. That's what me and Tyrone Jackson, we're after Grammys. That's what we want.
Okay.
But that's the highest, you know, that's the highest thing
that's
we can
true.
Possibly get.
That's true.
And that's what we want. And that's what we're after.
Well, that's all
right. We're putting
right.
these records
that's,
out,
that's
and if people just take
a
listen, we're putting out some really good music.
Yes.
And we hope people will support it and love it.
I do, too.
And love it. You know, I hope they love it.
Let's get your social out there so folks can
You can always go to EC3 Coleman on Facebook or EC Coleman on Facebook. I have I guess I can promote this, hopefully. I've got two Pandora stations also on Pandora Radio as well.
Okay.
EC3 and Nikki Harrison EC3 on Pandora. Everything's on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. All our music is out there. And Nicole Long is the last project we put out, which is entitled Fly. Nicole Banks Long, Fly. EC3 and Nikki Harris. And we've got one coming up in just a couple of months entitled Kimberly. It's been here all the time. That's coming up. That's the one we came to Nashville to master.
Excellent. Well, I'm so happy that you spent some time. You could have come through and breezed in and breezed out like a lot of people famous do. And y'all know who you are. I don't have to call you out. But you stopped by, too.
We came by bearing hot chicken for you.
Thank
That's
you.
What we did.
Did I say, did not
That's
tell y'all?
That's what we came by. We didn't just pop in. We brought hot
That's
chicken
right.
to you.
I told him I'm going to say this, then I need to go. When you said, well, aren't we going to get to go to lunch or dinner? And I'm like, honey, you best to bring it up here because I cannot leave. I am it right now.
And we brought it.
And I had to tend to the ship. Couldn't leave it.
Well, we brought the chicken too.
And we sat and supped, didn't we?
It was hot. We broke hot bread.
Yes, we did.
It was wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
And you've
universe.
Been a blessing.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kay. Thank you so much.
When you say hot, you know, you got to specify the level and degree because, you know, this is Nashville. You can't just say hot. They come back with a hot. The real hot. I'm like, oh, Lord. Oh, man, this is the only city in America. You got to specify your levels and degrees of hotness, okay? You all know that. So, anyway, that was good to hear from him. And, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, I know people say I'm hard and rough, but tough love, baby. This is a tough business. Isn't it?
It truly is.
More so than folk have any idea.
Yeah, it truly is. Especially since we play so many artists.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not the constant rotation.
Oh, Lord. More than the average station.
Somebody
does.
Called you today saying thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Because they know it's important. And, you know, I just try to do a decent job here and represent, because people all over the world are listening online at WFSKFM.org. And I do not want them to hear Fisk University's hot mess. I want them to say, oh, my God, that station is fabulous. That's what's up. Yeah, that's some of the best PR money could buy if we had some. But we have the great PR. Just need the dollars, because, you know, we fundraise. Anyway, we got some news next. And hark, I see the sun. Hallelujah. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.